This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis has a lot of financial service companies, making it a great spot for financial tech startup incubator 630. It has big things on the horizon. That includes a new partnership with a unit of German insurance company Allianz. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt recently spoke with 630 managing partner Atul Kamra about plans to expand globally.
The next step for us is building out our presence in Europe. So we'll be setting up a new operation or small presence in Amsterdam. Next step for us past that is setting up a presence in Asia Pac as well. And for us, it's fundamentally about building on the pipeline of ideas that we have been fairly successful and attractive and building on it. I often say that we live both a state of confidence and paranoia at the same time. We feel phenomenal about the kind of pipeline we've been able to attract of ideas from all over the world, but we're paranoid about that drying up.
And what's the timeline on those plans?
So I think we'll be announcing a presence in Amsterdam in January, and Asia Pac should be, I would say, late first quarter, first part of the second quarter.
So is it taking what's been established here and just redrawing it over in those new markets?
The focus for both our presence in Amsterdam and in Asia Pac is to deepen our pipeline of startup ideas and build relationships with founders in those markets. And so that's step number one. Step number two is to take some of the portfolio companies we've invested in and get them in front of corporate partners who we'll be building relationships with in those regional markets. And step three, probably, or simultaneous to step two, is bringing in corporate partners from those parts of the world around the 630 table.
Tell me about the significance of this strategic partnership.
I think Allianz coming on board shines a spotlight on the model that we have in place to drive collaboration between B2B startups in financial services and insurance in the incumbent industry. I think there are a couple of points, obviously. A top insurance company, a world leader, a great brand, phenomenal resources, scope, expertise that can be brought to bear to drive growth and commercialization of our startups. We also have sort of a very interesting group now around the 630 table, leading banking players like Bank of New York, Commerce Bank more recently, leaders in the insurance space like Reinsurance Group of America and Allianz, leading wealth managers and folks in the wealth management space, including Jones. And so that dynamic around the wealth space, the insurance space, the banking space, drive just an interesting level of collaboration.
Is all of this boosting the reputation of St. Louis in the financial tech industry?
I often say that when I want to get humbled about St. Louis's position, I go to New York. When I want to feel good about it, I go to Tel Aviv or Amsterdam. The notion of 630 and the sort of the collaborative mode that we have advanced in driving relationships between startups and leading corporate partners has taken hold in lots of parts of the world. But I continue to wake up to the idea that work's never done.
I think we first talked a couple of years ago. You were very excited about everything that was about to develop here. Here we are talking roughly 24 months later. You still seem excited. I imagine there's been some hurdles along the way, but you still seem upbeat about everything that's going on here. Is that a good way to assess your mindset at this point?
I'm a pig in mud. I wake up in the morning often talking to a courageous idea from different parts of the world. So just get energized by the fact that we've got folks that are really, really engaged around increasing the competitiveness of what we do in financial services.